according to exclusive Amorok research obtained for Newstalk. And Sarah Madden, our reporter, has been looking into the present benefits and future plans for the Irish ride sharing. And she sent us this report.
Would you share a car with a stranger?
Oh no, straight up, I would not.
Or grab a lift from Karen in Accounts?
Maybe an hour commute in, 8 hours with them, and an hour commute home, probably a bit excessive, yeah.
Well, for one in four Irish people, the answer is likely yes.
If there's like a co-cast member or something, I'd like travel to work with them, or my dad would drop us.
You know, you're not using as much fuel or anything, it's not as bad for the environment and stuff.
It's also the company, you know, you get a good laugh and you're with your friends, you get to have a chat, get to relax.
So what's holding the rest of us back from carpooling, and how can we get more people sharing rides?
There's a reluctance to do it, and it's never really taken off in Ireland as a solution.
Conor Faulkner is an independent transport consultant.
You know, the odd time we have a bus strike and people share cars, and it seems to make great practical sense, but loads of people don't do it for all sorts of reasons. Time, convenience, desire not to share a car with anybody outside your family, listen to the radio on your way in. If you really wanted to be serious about carpooling, you could have an incentive whereby they had access to bus lanes or special lanes or something of that sort. But the problem really is that there is this kind of social reluctance to do it, and while there's a great benefit for a city when loads of people carpool, you know, the benefit for the individual driver isn't that great. So it can be hard to really encourage people to do it.
Carpooling may not save you time, but it will save you money. A 2022 study found that daily commuters saved 40 to 50% of their annual driving costs by carpooling 20 days a month.
But also lots of people can't drive, haven't got a car. I can't afford a car, so they need a way of getting from A to B.
Amy Young is the community manager for LiftShare, a ride-sharing app with more than 700,000 members across the UK and Ireland.
The core age bracket would be sort of people in their 30s, then sort of people sort of 18 to 25 after that. They're typically doing journeys for work, so a regular commute, but also, especially this time of year, we get a massive uptick because people sign up to go to festivals. And we're also looking to sort of grow the market for sports, people travelling to away games.
Public transport in Ireland is among the most expensive in the world. A monthly pass in Dublin costs €155. In New York, it's just €112. But pinching pennies isn't the only reason to ride share instead of busing it.
You know, you never know who you're going to meet on a lift share journey. And yeah, we've got some nice stories actually on our blog about people, yeah, falling someone who, you know, turns out to be a life partner. We also hear people traveling to festivals. It's not, you know, it's part of the fun is actually meeting people with similar kind of taste in music and sharing that journey. Then, yeah, sustainability wise, that's sort of in the top three factors as well. And that's going to only continue to be a reason.
Ireland has the fourth highest level of transport emissions per capita in Europe. The travel sector is responsible for around 20% of all our CO2 emissions, with 41% of them coming from private cars.
The temperatures in the west coast of Ireland being 5 degrees above average. It does force us to think we have to change our ways.
Eamon Ryan is Minister for Transport and Minister for the Environment. In May, he launched the Smarter Travel Mark, a certification that recognises organisations that support sustainable travel and a reduction in the usage of single-person cars.
You used to get a silver star in your copybook as a kid. Well, this is the transport equivalent of the silver star. But it's fully funded by the department, so it's getting really good advice and good expertise in to help you make this transition. But if we can organise, which we're doing now as we return to work, that actually we return to work in a sustainable way, we won't need as much car parking, it won't be as much expense, and the traffic system works better. Not everyone caught in gridlock because everyone's doing the same thing. Just doing it the same old way where everyone drives, everyone gets stuck in traffic, and everyone goes home again at the same time. We can do things differently now, and I think people realise that. So the Smarter Travel Mark is up and running. We launched it about a month ago. It's really working. I think we've about 30 applications in, half of those from the public sector, but it's not just the public sector, including my own department of transport, putting in their applications in terms of what we can do to help our employees, the people who work in our building, to get there and get home in a safe, clean, quick, affordable way.
And that was Eamon Ryan there speaking to Sarah Madden about that carpooling report. Do let us know this morning if you are a carpooler. I was surprised to see 1 in 4. I would have thought it was lower, but let us know this morning on the show.
Now, coming up to 20 to 8 here on News.